Chapter 6. Two Brothers Reunited. Orlando was late for a very good reason. On his way back to Rosalind's house, he saw a man lying asleep on the ground. A large green snake had twisted itself around the man's neck. The snake, seeing Orlando approach, quickly slid away and went into the bushes. Orlando was glad he had scared the snake away. However, as Orlando got closer to the sleeping man, he found another danger. There was a lioness crouching by the man. The animal looked like a cat waiting to pounce on a mouse. Orlando knew he had to save the man from the lioness. He had to act immediately. He stepped forward, but as he did so, he realized the man was his brother Oliver. His mind filled with bad memories. He remembered how his brother had threatened to kill him by burning him as he slept. For a short moment, he thought about letting the hungry lioness eat his brother. But Orlando was a man with a good heart. His instinct to protect a member of his family was stronger than his anger and desire to hurt Oliver. The good brother drew his sword and attacked the lioness. The wild animal put up a good fight, and the lioness tore Orlando's arm with her sharp claws. After a long struggle, Orlando killed the lioness. He had saved his brother's life from both the poisonous snake and the hungry lioness. While Orlando was busy fighting the lioness, Oliver awoke. Oliver had come to the forest to look for Orlando. It was not because he missed his brother. He had wanted to find Orlando and do him harm. Duke Frederick had given him instructions to find Orlando and bring him back to the court, dead or alive. However, now he felt sorry that he had treated his youngest brother so badly. Here was his brother risking his life to save him. Yet, he had never done anything kind for Orlando. Oliver now wished he had been a good brother. Why hadn't he sent Orlando to school as their father had requested? When Orlando finally defeated the lioness, Oliver threw himself at his brother's feet, begging for forgiveness. Orlando was moved to see his brother so full of apologies and immediately forgave him. In the Forest of Arden, Oliver felt true brotherly love for the very first time. All thoughts of destroying his brother were pushed from his mind and forgotten. The lioness had cut Orlando's arm quite badly, and the young man had lost a lot of blood. He was too weak to walk to Rosalind's home, so Orlando asked his brother to go and tell Ganymede, the disguised Rosalind, what had happened. Oliver was happy to help and went to find the cottage. Oliver told Rosalind and Celia how his youngest brother had been injured saving a man's life. He did not, however, tell them that he was that man. Oliver showed them a bloody piece of Orlando's coat. He further explained that the man Orlando had saved was, in fact, Orlando's eldest brother. Rosalind and Celia were shocked because they had heard that Orlando's brother was a bad man. Now they were even more worried for Orlando. They feared Oliver had harmed their friend. "I've heard him speak of that brother," said Celia. "He described him as a very bad man." "Yes, it's true. I was very bad indeed," said Oliver. "Are you his brother?" asked Celia. "Yes, and I am so grateful to my youngest brother. I no longer wish him any harm." Celia was touched by this story of one brother who was so changed by the brave actions of another. There was something attractive about this man. Oliver, for his part, could not help noticing Ganymede's pretty young sister. Having delivered his message, he went back to the old duke's part of the forest where he had left his brother.